So, let's continue this process of seeing all the elements of the aqua matrix as objects, thus cease identifying our true witness or real self with any of them, and thus preparing the way to becoming one with all of them, because we are exclusively identified with none of them, pure emptiness and total form in eternal embrace. So let's move on, taking that witness to an awareness of the quadrants. Again, we will do a simple and quick run-through. When you practice this on your own, you can spend more time and apply the full range of mindfulness questions. Right now, we just want a quick pass at these fundamental dimensions, turning subject into object. So start by looking at any physical object around you, a computer, a chair, a cup, a tree, a building, the exterior of a person, walking by, or whatever. Focus on the objectness of that item. Focus on the item as an it, a pure object. We're not looking at any of their interiors, and all of them have some sort of interiors. All of them have four quadrants. Just examine their exterior, the material, physical shape or form that it possesses. You already see this as an object, which is why you don't identify with it. It's not your subject. It's an object. So pay attention to that itness, that objectness, that feeling of it being not you, but a real object out there. And if you look within and see anything, thoughts, images, feelings, symbols, concepts, ideas, notice that those are actually objects too, which is why, in reality, your true witness, a real self, is not actually identified with those either. They're just more objects, and the real seer is nete, nete, not this object, not that object. Now, look at a group of objects, say a group of people. If there isn't a group in your immediate area, simply imagine one, a group of your coworkers, a group of your family, a group of friends, a club meeting, or so on. Notice that those individual objects, the exteriors of the people in the group, form a group because they are all tied together with some sort of common goal, purpose, activity, or relationship. In other words, they aren't a heap of random objects. They are a whole. They are a group bound together for a reason. They are, in other words, a system of objects, or an its system. All individual objects belong to various groups of objects, to various systems or networks. All of your furniture pieces in your apartment are held together by your ownership of them. All of your coworkers are held together by belonging to the same job or company. All the apartments where you live are held together by all being in the same building. And all the buildings are held together by being in the same town. All of your family are held together by things from genetics to legal agreements. All the trees outside your house are held together by the local ecosystem they are members of, and so on. So in addition to being aware of the individual it or objects in a group, notice the group itself. Notice the series of relationships that all individual its are a part of. Notice relationship. Feel relationship. See relationship. Even just the spatial relationships, all objects occurring together in your visual field. They're all touching each other. Everything around you exists in systems of relationships. Be aware of those relationships, those endless groupings. Now, notice that every one of those groups have interiors as well as exteriors. And interiors go all the way down. Even atoms have an interior prehension or proto-awareness. But we'll focus on humans for the moment. So notice that all of the human groups that you might have thought of, your family, your co-workers, your fellow countrymen and women, your friends, all have a series of interior shared values, shared meanings, shared understandings, shared history, and so on. All of them, in other words, share a sense of we, a we-ness. And that is what holds them together from within, just as their system structure is what held them together from without. So feel what you feel like when you are with your family members, maybe a family gathering on a holiday, Thanksgiving or Christmas. Focus on that family we feeling. You clearly feel different when you are around just these people. What is that feeling, that we-ness? If it's hard to spot that particular we-ness, it's because you're much too closely identified with it subjectively. So it's even more important to be able to see it as an object. Be aware of it. See what it looks like, what it feels like. Notice that we feeling is different from an I feeling. It's something different. It's lots of I's come together into a we. And it's also different from an it feeling. You're not just looking at an it as an object or exterior. You're feeling the group from within, a type of shared mutual awareness and mutual understanding. So that's a brief awareness exercise, the upper right or it quadrant, the lower right or its quadrant, and the lower left or we quadrant. Now, those might occasionally have been a little complex, although hopefully not too much so. But from now on, it's smooth and easy, simple and straightforward sailing. We're moving now to the upper left, or the interior of the individual, the I space, and even the I space of you. And here we will move directly into state awareness, and particularly the two very highest states available, the pure I, or true witness, and pure non-dual unity consciousness, the highest state of awareness there is, and which, when combined with the highest or integral level of consciousness, gives the ultimate, full, and complete great perfection. So let's do it, which will bring this overall summary and integral meditation to an end, which is also the end of this presentation, although hopefully just the beginning application of it in your life.